Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
With an Airbus on my knee.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. European plane maker Airbus is reportedly considering a new factory in Alabama. A weak dollar and a soaring euro are the reasons why. Let's bring in David Gao from London's Guardian newspaper. David, you describe this as the chief of Airbus issuing a wake-up call for Europe.
Those are the words he used. He said that Europe has to wake up to the decline of the dollar and the impact which this has on European industry and manufacturing in particular, that it's going to force companies to outsource or relocate more and more of its production to the dollar zone.
Now, is the relationship between the dollar and the euro a life-threatening situation for Airbus, do you think?
Yes, because basically every 10 cents fall in the value of the dollar costs Airbus 1 billion euros, which in American terms is the equivalent of $1.4 to $1.5 billion.
So you are reporting in your article for The Guardian that Airbus officials are confirming that they are considering a plan to set up this new factory in Alabama. What would they produce there?
First of all, they would produce, if they win the Pentagon contract for these air-to-air refueling planes, they would build them there. But at the same time, they could also build parts for planes which would be destined for the U.S. airlines.
So I want to zero in here. What you're saying then is that this entire move toward Alabama is contingent upon Airbus winning the Pentagon contract or not?
That's right. There's a huge, it's one of the biggest lobbying campaigns in aerospace and the military in America you've seen for many, many a year. Supposedly, a decision will be taken early next year.
David Gao is business reporter for The Guardian in London. We've been speaking to him this morning from Brussels. David, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
The major stock markets in Europe are lower. Cell phone maker Nokia is down after predicting a drop in cell phone prices. Asian stocks were down overnight. On Wall Street yesterday, the stock market slipped a bit, more fretting over the credit crisis and how it'll impact the economy. The Dow dropped 57 to 13,314. The S&P was down 8. The NASDAQ fell 23 points. The market is also concerned about ho-hum holiday sales. A new survey says just 49% of consumers shopped this past weekend. They only visited a couple of stores. The rest are waiting for deeper discounts. Here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
About 40% of consumers said they hadn't hit the shop since Thanksgiving, and most of them, like Danielle Barclay of New York, were focused on bargains.
The two or three items I picked up, I thought, you know, couldn't beat them. I figured I'd wait to get the rest to see how low the prices will go and see if I could get even better deals later on.
Not exactly what stores want to hear, says Candice Corlett of WSL Strategic Retail. She says it's not just high gas prices that are making shoppers think twice. The must-have items of Christmas's past, like iPods or flat-screen TVs, have lost their status.
I think we may even be at the point where everyone has so much of what's out there that people will be waiting for a sale just because they have to get a gift, and they'll buy whatever has the lowest price.
She expects retailers to post some bleak midwinter profit numbers. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And while we're talking about pinching pennies, the New York Times reports more companies are having employees share hotel rooms on business trips. Orbitz for Business found 23% of business travelers surveyed had to double up. Look for that cozy trend to continue. Business travel costs are expected to go up by as much as 8% next year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Duke University's Fuqua School of Business Executive MBA programs, where working professionals earn Duke MBAs from locations around the world. Online at DukeExecutiveMBA.com. By Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at ShrinersForKids.org. and by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
The tiny principality of Andorra is tucked away in the mountains between Spain and France. It's about half the size of New York City. Tourism is the principal driver of the Andorran economy, but global warming threatens to change that. Kyle James reports.
Two things are impossible to overlook when you're in Andorra. The mountains, of course, and then there's the shopping. The capital is one giant mall. Want a bakery? Good luck. Want some Dior sunglasses and the latest celebrity perfume? No problem. Some might call it retail hell. But when Andorra, with its tax-free status, started offering goods and cigarettes at cut-rate prices back in the 1960s, busloads of travelers came. Before long, it was goodbye backwards poverty, hello ski resorts, and well-heeled tourists. Now Andorra has a $2.2 billion tourist economy and one of the highest standards of living in Europe. You see and hear the boom all around you. Almost every inch of flatland has a building on it. But Andorrans are afraid forces out of their control might put an end to the party, namely global warming. Last winter, it hardly snowed, and ski resorts lost 20% of their business. Rosa Jordana is the head of the National Tourism Board.
Now, if we keep having warm winters and having no snow, then it could be a very serious matter. So we desperately need snow and good winters.
Andorra's other economic pillar, retail, is also getting a little weaker. France and Spain have loosened price controls. That means goods in Andorra aren't quite the bargain they used to be. Pierre Davos heads the country's Bureau for Business Innovation.
We are quite good for the moment, but if we do not begin now to work on diversifying our economy, we may face more difficulties in the future.
Andorra is trying to attract high-tech firms and small specialized manufacturing, since there's simply no room for big factories. The goal is to round out the economy, so if skiing declines, something else can pick up the slack. The country has a lot to offer, DeVos says. Most everyone speaks three languages. There's no income tax. And when it's quitting time at the office, you can be in the mountains in about 10 minutes. In Andorra La Vella, Andorra, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.